Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times. I'm Amy Keene. Today we're looking at what message markets are sending electric car maker Tesla. I talked to deputy editor of the FT's Lex column, Elaine Moore, about the company's rocky summer and how investors are responding. Elaine, bring us up to speed on what's been going on at Tesla and with Elon Musk this summer.
Yes. So if you remember, Elon Musk sent out this tweet, this infamous funding secured tweet suggesting that he was considering taking his company private. And he didn't seem to have discussed the precise wording of that tweet with his board or actually with anybody. He said he was in one of his cars driving on the way to an airport at the time. So this created a huge drama, and the SEC is still scrutinizing what went on. We at the FT were completely fascinated by it. How would it work? Who is this funding that has been secured from? What on earth was going on? It turned out the funding wasn't completely 100% secured. And so Elon Musk and Tesla and Tesla's board have decided that it's better for the company to stay public. What's happened since then is that rather than sort of quieten down and get on with the running of the company and getting the Model 3s out, Elon Musk has spent a lot of his time and energy in tweeting increasingly erratic topics. He's come back to this issue of the Thai cave diver insulting him. Then he'll sort of suddenly talk about the colors for the cars. He went on a podcast where he was videoed smoking a joint. This is after there was some speculation about whether he had been in some way inebriated or intoxicated when he sent out this funding secured tweet. All of this adds up to a lot of uncertainty for investors in Tesla. They have always sort of taken it for granted that Elon Musk is a larger-than-life character. He has a big ego. He warrants that big ego by setting huge ambitions and actually meeting them. He runs a lot of companies. He's doing a lot of things that people thought weren't possible. And for the most part, stock prices certainly have gone with him. In the last couple of months, that has turned around.
So, but one of those sort of crucial pieces to the Tesla story, particularly before early August, the search for profitability and the fact that, if I've got this correct, Tesla hasn't actually made an annual profit since it's been in operation. And so the company has just, in order to try to get closer to some of these production targets, particularly for the Model 3, they've just been hemorrhaging cash. And that is of particular interest to bond investors.
Well, that's right. So bond investors care mostly about getting their money back. And so Tesla issued a bond last year and it was okay, but the prices actually went down fairly quickly afterwards. That usually means that confidence in the company has gone down and the willingness of other investors to pay up to take the bond off your hands has evaporated. That's largely what's been happening since. And it's sort of accelerated in the last few months. There's a question about whether that means that Tesla will have some trouble raising money in bond markets in the near future. The amount it would have to pay, I think that the yield is around 8% now. It would be extremely expensive to borrow via the bond market. But then there's also the question of whether it actually needs to. Tesla itself says it doesn't need to have any cash raised immediately. It could possibly do an equity raise instead. You're right that it is burning through its cash and it's not profitable, but it insists that it has enough of a cash cushion to go through operations, at least in the near term.
And then on the equity side of things, all of this, I'll say, volatility, if you will, be it on social media, be it Chief Executive Elon Musk doing what he does on a podcast, it's had a bit of an effect on the stock itself.
Yeah. So the tweet that Elon Musk sent out when he said he was considering taking the company private, he talked about a price of $420. The stock is now trading at $290. So you can see this really dramatic fall from what people thought that they might get for Tesla stock to what they think it's worth right now. That's the 25% fall that we've seen over this summer is dramatic, but Tesla stocks are up. You know, there is like some 1,000% since the IPO. This is still a really great investment if you got in at 2010. There has been volatility. It's a company that's doing something that other companies aren't doing and a lot of people thought weren't possible. So I think you would expect that. So this question about what the markets are doing and whether that actually matters to the day-to-day operations within Tesla is an interesting one. I'm not so sure that it actually means anything right now.
So if, as you say, this market reaction doesn't necessarily matter just yet, or doesn't matter all that much just yet, what is it that Tesla has to prove to investors for the long run?
I think there are three things. So I think, first of all, investors will be looking at governance. So they want to know that the board has some kind of sway over Elon Musk. What people are hoping is that perhaps one of his roles as chairman and chief executive, perhaps there might be some way of persuading him to hand over responsibilities on some day-to-day activities to somebody, maybe within the company that he trusts, to take the pressure off a little bit and allow him to set the targets without being bogged down by running his many businesses and being on top of everything each day. The second thing is the Model 3 targets. So it's whether that can become an affordable car that the majority of Americans drive. That's always been the target, that it's not just a luxury vehicle. It's something that can be sold to the majority of people for $35,000. And the third thing is this question about funding. So Tesla said it doesn't need the funding. Some analysts have said that they think it does. Goldman Sachs in particular came out and said that it did. So I think if the company could say that there is no immediate need to raise any money from bond or equity markets, that would calm a lot of people's minds.
Right. So a look at governance, production targets, particularly for the Model 3, and then whether or not the company really does need funding to continue. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you so much.
That was the FT's Elaine Moore talking to me in New York. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. And in the meantime, if you're not already a subscriber of the Financial Times and would like to read more on the subject, do check out our latest subscription offer at ft.com/offer.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.